Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
A New York longevity clinic has announced recently it will offer a $250,000 annual membership that includes anti-aging treatments. You ever notice how it's only super wealthy people who want to live longer? That's why anti-aging treatments are $250,000, but a Taco Bell Supreme Lux box is $5.99. Here's a 10. Take me out.
Interesting.
Wow. Not even sure I get this.
So a lot of what drives news cycles is the way a story is presented or the way it gets spun and how it catches on. I think this is good news for the current administration that the inflation numbers are out. It's down. It's a tiny amount, but it beat expectations, whatever that means. But here's how CNN is presenting it, and this has got it. But Trump's got to be happy to see this. U.S. inflation slowed in February for first time in 4 months. I mean, that's a good headline for an administration that's 2 months old.
Well, yeah, particularly given the concerns about the tariff stuff and trade stuff that it might drive up prices. Yeah, it's good.
But if you're barely paying attention, which is probably the CNN viewer at the airport, you know, seeing that inflation has slowed for the first time, you'd have to think, well, I guess Trump's doing a good job.
If CNN hadn't somehow gotten into airports, would they even still be in business?
Good question. That is a good one.
I mean, I rarely find myself with the urge to go there.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Coming up, what may be the greatest, hilariously self-beclowning academic paper in the history, and it's a rich, rich history, friends, of this sort of thing, coming up later in the hour.
Cool.
And did you have something else you wanted to mention?
No.
Or that was it? Okay, good. I, in particular, was highly skeptical last hour. What? You missed last hour? Grab it via podcast. Armstrong and Getty on demand. Subscribe. Anyway, I was highly skeptical about the current whipsaw-y tariff stuff going on under Trump these days, worried about what it's going to do to the economy and business, small business and big business, and where it all ends and what his plan is. Having said that,
my 401k, you know, anybody who says that or any reporters who say that, they're either morons or deliberately being misleading.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Anytime, not just with this, with anything, looking at your 401k today, who's looking at the 401k every day and why?
If you want to make a wry joke about my 401k, it's a 301k. Okay, that's fine. But yeah, to talk seriously about it day to day is insanity. But there are a handful of other things going on that I think are absolutely wonderful. And, you know, I hope we can get a lot done. We, the sane, in America, you know, before, I don't know, some of the, rapid change maybe derails us. Anyway. Washington, D.C. crews have begun dismantling the Black Lives Matter Plaza in D.C., which will be replaced with projects celebrating America's 250th anniversary that includes artwork by local artists. This comes after House Republicans pressured the communist mayor, Muriel Bowser, to remove the plaza, which features bold yellow lettering spelling Black Lives Matter, advertising a Marxist organization that is bent on overthrowing the United States.
Yeah, always separating the sentiment from the organization. But generally, you know, it's the organization that you're seeing on signs and that sort of thing. We were talking about an old radio colleague yesterday, and we're wondering if he's still alive, and I Googled him real quick and found his Twitter feed, and he's got a Black Lives Matter thing on, you know, pinned on his avatar. Like, what? Do you not follow the news? They're criminals.
Yeah, no kidding. And avowed Marxists. Which reminds me, I was going to get into something else right now, but this fits so beautifully. It's somebody summarizing a 1997 book, The Foundations of Geopolitics, by Alexander Dugin, who wrote, it's about Russia and their, what would you call it? You know, I hate that misinformation, disinformation has been so abused, but their psyops against their opponents around the world. And they've been famous for it from, you know, Soviet times through modern times. They're very, very aggressive about it. But here's a quote from the book. Russia should introduce geopolitical disorder into internal American activity, encouraging all kinds of separatism and ethnic, social, and racial conflicts, actively supporting all dissident movements, extremist, racist, and sectarian groups, thus destabilizing internal political processes in the U.S. It would also make sense simultaneously to support isolationist tendencies in American politics. And then a learned commenter commented, I once interviewed a U.S. military analyst whose focus was Russian influence campaigns, and one of the most surprising things he told me was that Russia doesn't push Americans to the left or right, I would interject, or toward Trump or Hillary or whatever, or even in a pro-Russian direction. Rather, it pushes Americans in all directions. Every sort of dissent and dissidence and anger they want to fuel all the time. That's the strategy. Anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
Getting back to the... I'm sorry, do you want to comment on that before we move along?
No, it's troubling, and I wonder if we're clever enough to resist that. Bounce around social media, I would say no.
I think... And I see Russian bots and Russian-influenced commentators on Twitter all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been successful to the extent that, and if you're ever on social media, first of all, stop. And I should too. You will see people who agree on 87% of everything. Absolutely in a brutal knife fight over that last 13%. And that is the Russian goal. Absolutely true.
Mm.
Moving along, Tom Homan, the ass-kicking border czar, has said he wants 200 worksite checks for illegal immigrants every week. 200 a week across the country to begin enforcing immigration law. You know what's shocking? That this is at all shocking.
Right, that we don't enforce immigration law, that Congress passes laws and then we don't pay any attention to them.
And even more than that, we act as if it's abhorrent and bizarre to enforce the law.
Yeah, and some cities, counties, or states say, how dare you?
Which reminds me, clip 70, Michael. This is Kristi Noem, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, secretary, I think is the technical term, looking disconcertingly glamorous. In this this message, paid for by the DHS.
I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. Thank you, President Donald J. Trump, for securing our border, for deporting criminal illegal immigrants, and for putting America first. President Trump has a clear message for those that are in our country illegally. Leave now. If you don't, we will find you, and we will deport you. You will never return. For too long, weak politicians left our borders wide open. They flooded our communities with drugs, human trafficking, and violent criminals. They put American lives at risk. Well, those days are over. If you leave now, you may have an opportunity to return and enjoy our freedom and live the American dream. But understand this, Under President Trump, America's borders are closed to lawbreakers. Follow the law, and you'll find opportunity. Break it, and you'll find consequences. The choice is yours. America welcomes those who respect our laws, because a strong nation is a safe nation.
Music is going to give me a panic attack.
It's inspired me. I'm waving a flag right now. That was an official message of the Department of Homeland Security.
Is that a message to illegals, or is that a message to everyone that look what we're accomplishing?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, I think both. Absolutely true. And so the concern, and again, this is not, if you're new to the show, you maybe don't get this yet. I'm neither going to cheerlead 100% of the time for Trump nor criticize him 100% and the policies in his administration. It doesn't make any sense. The concern in the business community is that everybody's kind of agreed we need lots and lots of immigrant labor and there's no time to fill out the paperwork. And everybody knows there's millions of illegals and they're filling millions and millions of jobs and industry and hotels and hospitality. We're all kind of in on this together. And now you're going to yank them out all of a sudden. That is going to really hurt the economy. We'll have to find out. And then this. The head of the EPA, the new guy, Lee Zeldin, has canceled 400 DEI and environmental justice grants and saves nearly $2 billion. 400 DEI, which is Marxism, and environmental justice grants. I say, good for you, sir. Good for you. So that's progress towards sanity. Love it. And the Trump administration, oh, I should have done this after the other immigration story. They have launched the Biden administration's CBP-1 app. That's the, hey, welcome to the U.S. immigration system. Here's your appointment to come and apply for asylum and then disappear into the country and never be seen again and live without consequence. They've turned it into a self-deportation tool. They have relaunched the Biden administration's smartphone application. It will now offer several features, including allowing illegal aliens to declare an intent to self-deport and leave the country. The new app will still allow non-immigrant aliens to apply for non-immigrant aliens. What does that mean? To apply for and pay fees for an I-94 temporary travel permit, allowing visitors to travel beyond 25 miles from the border, blah, blah, blah. In addition, the app will allow commercial importers to request inspections for blah, blah, blah. But mostly, it's an intent to deport yourself. It was what Kristi Noem was saying. Tell us you're here and go, and we'll talk about you coming back. You don't do this, you can never come back again once we find you. We'll have to see.
Cool.
We have the bottleneck's going to be the immigration courts and hearings, and because that's all required by law. And there aren't nearly enough to process millions and millions of people, but that can change, too.
A lot of good stuff to talk about today. Firing half of the Department of Education employees yesterday, they announced, which we'll see what that means or is going to do. Came across
the end of education. That's what I heard on MSNBC.
And we'll answer the question, is there life after death? Which probably should have led with that.
Wow.
Sebastian Younger, who we've had on the show before, great author. He's got a new book out about that because he had that experience. I was going to tell you about that, and maybe we can get him on for a podcast someday or something. That's some interesting stuff right there.
Oh, I would love to, yeah.
All on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
I am dedicated. I am TNT.
With team and training, you will reach your best physical self so blood cancer patients can reach theirs. Change your life by joining a marathon, half marathon, triathlon, or a cycle event, and you'll change the lives of blood cancer patients.
I am committed. I am TNT.
After 600,000 participants and almost $1 billion raised for treatments, TNT has helped the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society make a significant impact in the advancement of blood cancer therapies that save lives every day.
I am making a difference. I am TNT.
Join TNT. Expand your circle of friends to be part of a very special community. Train with world-class trainers and have the chance to be part of the most exciting endurance sports events in the country. Or train on your own schedule with TNT Flex. Join TNT and fundraise while you train and take part in getting us all closer to a world without blood cancers.
Join TNT now. Go to teamintraining.org.
There's not an occasion when you hear a statistic on the number of abortions occurring annually that your mind doesn't also think, how many babies' lives could have been saved? Preborn's network of clinics fights every day to save more babies. The number they've done so far in terms of saving is impressive over the last two decades. Over 300,000 unborn children brought into this world and saved. Preborn accomplishes this by introducing a mother to her child on ultrasound. When that happens, a baby's chance at life doubles. And that's not all. Preborn showers mothers and babies with assistance for up to 2 years. But they need your donations. One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will help to rescue five babies. But any amount will help, and all your gifts to Preborn are tax deductible. To donate securely, dial #250 and say the keyword baby. That's #250, say baby, or go to preborn.com/hope. That's preborn.com/HOPE. Sponsored by Preborn.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted, and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at Untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd see a movie by yourself, take a rejuvenating nap, curl up with a good book, or catch up with an old friend. Or maybe you just enjoy doing nothing for once. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you so that you can make it a priority. And therapy can help you figure that out. A therapist can guide you through the process of defining your values and understanding your priorities, so you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
This is CNN Breaking News.
We begin this hour with the breaking news. A key report on inflation gives fresh encouragement to Americans increasingly very worried about the state of the U.S. economy. The Consumer Price Index shows annual inflation at 2.8%, the first time it has slowed in some 4 months.
How about that? CNN not trying to spin it somehow in a negative way.
Yeah, it appears they've decided to veer back towards something like reasonable news coverage as opposed to partisan advocacy for now.
Anyway, that's the inflation news of the day. We got a bunch of, you know, got all the tariff stuff going on at the same time, and who knows what that's going to do to inflation or whatever. More on that later. So I caught the last part of this interview yesterday, and we got to have him on for a podcast. I would love to talk to Sebastian Younger about that. I was trying to remember, how did he become get on everybody's radar? His original bit, well, maybe you remember. You remember his original big one?
A Perfect Storm.
The Perfect Storm was his original big one, which got turned.
Some Perfect Storms.
Which is, a lot of people have seen the movie. If you haven't read the book, woo, it is something. Anyway, he also did Tribe, which we liked, and a number of other things, and has done a lot of war correspondent, and been in a lot of dangerous parts of the world. And I was unaware of this new book that he's got, called In My Time of Dying. See, he's hanging out at home with his family when all of a sudden he starts feeling really bad, is rushed to the hospital. Turns out he's having some sort of aneurysm I'd never heard of, which very few people survive, and he barely did. He's at the hospital. He starts slipping away. As he's in the blurb for his book, he says, worth pointing out, a confirmed lifelong atheist who grew up as an atheist himself. And he's not religious now, but still, as an atheist, you don't tend to believe in this sort of thing. He's slipping away there at the hospital, and he was visited by his dead dad, who said, "It's okay, there's nothing to be scared of, I'll take care of you." That's the last thing he remembers until he came to the next day, when he was told he had suffered a ruptured aneurysm that few survive. And since then, he has done a deep dive on the scientific, philosophical question of, is there something after we die, and all kinds of people who've had similar experiences and all that sort of stuff, which I find interesting. He is definitely a believer there's more now. And he was talking about it, and the way he presented it, and I thought this was really interesting. I don't remember if it was him or the host, this idea of, we look at the world the way a dog looks at the TV screen. The dog has no idea that there's so much going on behind that TV screen to make that happen, that it's being piped in for somewhere else, and there's actors and a script and all these different things. It just, you know, that's the world to that dog. That's the way it is for us. The reality we're seeing is just the veneer over something much bigger on the other side of it, that we'll all become aware of once we pass along. And I find that notion fascinating. I actually do believe there's something like that. But we got to have him on for a podcast or something.
Oh, yeah. My gosh, what could be more compelling than that?
Very few things.
Yeah. Oh, well, I have a number of thoughts on the topic, but very little time to express them, so I will... What's that phrase? Maintain my own counsel?
Do you have a sign?
That means shut up in old-timey talk.
Are you going to go with some sort of scientific explanation for why, if we get enough blood cut off, we, I don't know, miss our dead relatives or something? I don't know.
In virtually the same way, through all of human history, seeing those who've gone before us welcoming us. I mean, that's a little universal an experience to be a coincidence, says the logical part of my brain.
Right.
I am fully, flamingly agnostic on this question and fascinated by it.
I'm not, and if you don't agree with me, you're clearly wrong.
Okay, but, and a heretic who should die. Yes, sorry to finish your sentence for you. But. So one of the all-time hilarious self-beclowning fake science university research papers I've ever come across in a couple of minutes. Plus, boy, the gals on The View are stupid. I mean, I hate to sugarcoat it, but they are.
I hope that's not breaking news.
Dumb as hell. Boy.
Armstrong and Getty.
During tax season, your personal info travels to a lot of places you can't control. Between payroll, your home office, your tax preparer, and the IRS, if your W-2 gets exposed, that's just the ticket for identity thieves. That's why LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, they'll fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't let identity thieves take you for a ride. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Why pay more for prescriptions? Stop overpaying and start saving with SingleCare. It's easy. Find your prescription on SingleCare.com, show the coupon at the pharmacy, and start saving. Single Care works at pharmacies nationwide and is completely free to use, whether you have insurance or not. So the next time you fill a prescription, check Single Care to make sure you're getting the best price. Take control of your prescription costs. Go to singlecare.com or download the free app today.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
When you come in and you say, oh, you know, these are men, you know,
competing against women,
you're assuming that the women are weak and just can't do anything yourself. Have you seen female athletes? They know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure what's going on or why this is an issue.
Please keep doing that. That's Whoopi Goldberger on The View. Do it. Come on. It's Gavin, Whoopi, all y'all on that side. Keep fighting that fight. Die on that hill. Fantastic. Take it all away, you morons. How do you... First of all, I don't know how you get to that point of view. But secondly, you don't see the polling? On such a minor issue, too. It's such a minor issue. It doesn't happen that often. It's just so crazy and stupid and dangerous that you know, we all hate it.
Right.
But it's not worth having your party lose election after election over.
Right. I would agree. That I just think that illustrates the delusion that these super fringy, again, neo-Marxist critical theory issues have become so accepted and such a required part of the catechism of the American left right now. Something as absurd and indefensible as men competing and beating the crap out of women on the sports field, they'll die on that hill, as you say. It's insane. And I want to get to, that argument was so devoid of anything to even worth arguing about. It's just an illustration of how stupid Whoopi Goldberg is, I think. I want to get to Gavin Newsom's actual history on this stuff in a second, but it's worth pointing out. In the 100-meter dash, the women's world records are equaled by 15-year-old boys.
Really?
In the 200 meters... the women's world record is equaled by 14-year-old boys. 400 meters, 14-year-old boys. On through 800 meters, 14-year-olds, 1,000 meters, 15-year-olds, etc. Every single woman's record has been tied or bested by a 14 or 15-year-old lad. Not even full-grown to male strength. Anybody who's ever run into a strong boy knows it's not the same as a strong man.
Yeah, I don't know. I understand your point, but I was at my son's volleyball game the other day. It was funny watching the high school volleyball dudes. I mean, there are some... I was saying to somebody, well, I hope his kids are here watching him play, because he's really doing a good job. I mean, he looked like he was 30. It's funny how some people develop so much faster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And by the time you're 18, I mean, that's one of my points, is there's a difference. But anyway... So great piece by John Girardi, in the National Review. Don't be fooled. Gavin Newsom is no moderate on trans issues. I just don't think he has any beliefs whatsoever. But as they noted last week, Newsom is not likely to actually reverse any California laws that allow students to participate in sports on the basis of gender identity. And, the commentariat largely understand that his change of heart is transparently insincere. But we should also note, John writes, that Newsom's record of signing far more harmful legislation to house males in women's correctional facilities with predictably devastating consequences that are on full display in a Central California rape trial. I love this writing. In 2020, COVID dictator Newsom took a break from destroying businesses, permanently setting back public school achievement, and violating Californians' free exercise rights to sign SB 132, the Transgender Respect Agency and Dignity Law, a law mandating that inmates in California correctional facilities be housed on the basis of their gender identity. The naivete of thinking that convicted male felons wouldn't immediately exploit this new law in order to rape female inmates was breathtaking. And this, of course, is exactly what happened. And we could go into the awful, awful details of it.
I can imagine.
Yeah, I mean, you got this Tremaine Carroll, a man who claims to identify as a woman, raped three women, allegedly, in the Central California Women's Facility in Chowchilla, California. The three victims were all former cellmates of Carroll, one of whom became pregnant.
Man, and you're a woman in prison. Quite possibly, you had a rough life your whole life. And then all of a sudden, you're in jail, and they put a rapist dude in there with you.
Yes, I mean, because like, he says, I'm a woman now, and the governor believes him.
That's like torture. That is torturing people.
Right, and one of a couple of reasons, this hasn't generated enormous outrage. Because generally speaking, you need to have at least a little bit of buy-in from the Bigfoot media to really generate enormous outrage, is that prisoners, convicts, don't get a lot of sympathy. But if somebody, you know, committed tax fraud or sold drugs in their hood or whatever and got busted and did a little bit of time, the idea that a man can check in next to them and rape them, check into the cell with them or next to them and rape, that's horrific. And there is evidence that Carroll simply lied, this is the rapist, about quote-unquote identifying as a woman so he could be housed with women and rape them. He kept the masculine first name, Tremaine. He's not undergone or requested any transgender surgeries or hormonal interventions. He had a goatee and is not at all feminine mugshot.
Well,
on top of it all, he'd been charged with prior sex crimes, raping women at gunpoint.
That's an interesting point, I guess, but as long as the person has a penis, they shouldn't be in the female prison.
You're right. I'm not saying at all that should be the standard. I see your point, and it's a good one. What I'm saying is this demonstrates the utter bizarre lack of common sense and regard by Gavin Newsom and his people. Literally, all it takes is you fill out a form, says, I'm a girl now, and you get put in the women's prisons. There is a certain percentage of the audience right now, Jack, listening and saying, that can't be. That can't be. Because it's so insane. I promised you this, now I'm going to bring it to you. Courtesy of Angie. Who writes, what did she write? This is a solid candidate for a campus madness or gender-bending madness feature here, or both. Enjoy or drink, whatever. Which I thought was funny, and she says, pretty sure it's not written by James Lindsay, LOL. Well, I looked into it, and it is actually written by a woman by the name of Chloe Diamond Lanau, who's on the faculty of American University. She is an adjunct professorial lecturer in women's and gender studies. Here's your title, Queer Canine Becomings, Lesbian Feminist Cyborg Politics, and Interspecies Intimacies in Ecologies of Love and Violence. Now, as if that wasn't mouthful enough.
So that's women having sex with dogs?
No.
No?
No. You bigot and misogynist and... What is printing over there? Let's see. So that's the title. Queer Canine Becomings, Lesbian Feminist Cyborg Politics, and Interspecies Intimacies in Ecologies of Love and Violence.
Again...
That's the title. Here is the abstract, which describes what they're studying.
This old now trope.
Do we need another study of that? Do we all kind of feel like we played this game yesterday with a lecture series? The soft sciences are fake sciences. They're hardly sciences at all. In fact, they occasionally poll people, but the idea that social science is a science is a stretch.
Yeah.
But
and what are you going to do
with it? We
play
this game where you count on your fingers and your toes, and Katie, you get to play along again if you want. how many terms and or phrases you hear that you have no idea what they are. All right, here we go. Now, this is going to take a second, but enjoy. This article offers a queer lesbian feminist analysis attuned to lesbian, queer, trans, canine relationships. Specifically, the article places queer and lesbian ecofeminism in conversation with Donna Haraway's work on the cyborg, what now, and companion species to theorize the interconnected queer becomings of people, nature, animals, and machines amidst ecologies of love and violence in the 2020s. It takes two key case studies as the focus for analysis. First, the state instrumentalization of dogs and robot dogs for racialized and imperial violence. And second, quotidian queer and lesbian dog relationships and becomings. Keep in mind, this is not a joke. Well, it is, but it's not. In the first, the article traces how dogs are weaponized as tools of state violence and proposes a queer, lesbian, feminist critique of white supremacy and militarization that can also extend...
He got some white supremacy in there. Turned it racial.
Oh, yeah, worked it in Midway, yeah. And militarization that can also extend to a critique of the violence committed through and toward the dogs. In the second, the article analyzes how, within lesbian, non-binary, and trans dog intimacies... Is that like a transgender dog?
Or is this woman having sex with dogs?
My dog got his balls removed, but he's not a woman. He's still a male dog. Katie is just exhausted by this.
I almost want to try to read it. I mean, I'm sure I couldn't get very far, but I almost want to try to read it.
I know, Katie. As the kids say, I can't even. let's see. I got to finish it. In the second, the article analyzes how, within lesbian, non-binary, and trans dog intimacies, dogs help articulate queer gender, sexuality, and kinship formations, and as such, queer worlds for gender, sexual, and kin becomings. The entanglements of violence and love in these queer dog relationalities provides insights into the complexities of queer and lesbian feminist world building. Lesbian and queer feminist cyborg politics can help theorize the potentials and challenges of these interspecies and entanglements.
Have you forwarded this to James Lindsay? Somebody needs to forward this to Lindsay and say, is this you or is this real?
It really, really, it just came out a few days ago, mm-hmm. published by an actual woman who is an actual lecturer professor on the East Coast.
Now, we pointed out yesterday that the great James Lindsay, who he and his friends have written books about what's going on here, is it's supposed to be confusing to you. You're supposed to not understand it. That gives them power and that you feel dumb. Katie mm-hmm. was talking about this yesterday. It used to work this way on me too. I don't anymore, but it used to be this way on me too. I'd hear this sort of stuff and I'd feel dumb. So then you just kind of shut up and let them talk. But that's the whole point. It's for it to be so confusing and have so many terms and phrases you don't know what they mean that you give them the power of getting to speak.
Exactly, because it's not academia. It's a tool for conquest. It's a tool for taking over institutions.
I believe that is 100% true, that sort of thing. But, like, the person who wrote that, did they know they're doing that? Or do they think all that crap is real and significant?
Probably the latter, although they're 100% down with the former as well. Yeah. A little of both.
So crazy.
This is, like, insanely elaborate crazy, but... Like the bedrock crazy that so many people caught on to, except soft-headed white ladies mostly, is that the idea that you're a racist, and if you deny you're a racist, that proves you're a racist, and if you admit you're a racist, that proves you're a racist. And anybody with two brain cells to rub together is like, oh, I see what this is. It's a trap, right?
Yeah. Heads I win, tails you lose.
There were like three instances in there where it sounded like these people were having relationships with dogs.
That's what I thought.
And robot dogs.
Robot dogs and cyborgs.
Oh. Yeah. Anyway, but so my point is, both in that ultra simple to understand trap and the super complex, I don't know what these words mean, so I'll shut up trap, the desire is the same. You obey. That's their only goal. You obey them when they tell you this is the way it's got to be. That's the connection to Marxism. And Lindsay and Pluckrose's Cynical Theories. It explains it brilliantly and in a way that's easy to understand.
So do you have the actual paper? If you could forward that to me, I'm going to try to read some of it. I don't know how far I'll get.
Yeah, I don't know. Read this article. I think I need to sign in through, like, my university or something.
Wow. That is so crazy.
Hey, hey, is there somebody who can, who has access to these scholarly papers, has, like, sign-in credentials that I can borrow to read this thing? Email us, mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com. You're a poor, beleaguered, sane person working for a university. Again, it's mailbag@armstrongandgetty.com.
And then you send your kid to one of these expensive places and get taught by this person. Nice. More on the way. Stay here.
Armstrong and Getty.
Eczema flaring up again. We have good news. Exoderm. If you or someone you love suffers from eczema or dermatitis, get Exoderm, the common sense answer for eczema. This stuff really does work. Exoderm contains the number one doctor-recommended ingredient in a clean hypoallergenic cream with no harsh additives. Take back control of your eczema with affordable, fast-acting Exoderm Flare Control Cream. Exoderm. It's in the first aid aisle of your local drugstore, supermarket, or big box store.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
After more than a year of war, terror, and pain in Israel, all of Israel is brokenhearted after learning of the tragic deaths of the Bibas children who were held hostage in Gaza. And so many are still hurting throughout the Holy Land, where the need for aid continues to grow. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews has supported and continues to support the families of hostages and other victims of the October 7th terror attacks. With your help, IFCJ has provided financial and emotional help to hostages and their families, and to those healing and rebuilding their broken homes and broken bodies. But the real work is just beginning. Your gift will help provide critically needed support to families in Israel whose lives continue to be destroyed by terror and uncertainty as Israel remains surrounded by enemies. Give a gift to bless Israel and her people by visiting supportifcj.org. One word, supportifcj.org. Or call 888-488-IFCJ. That's 888-488-IFCJ.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-529-2856. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-529-2856. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. For affordable term life, call 800-529-2856.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
I'm Chris Riccobono, founder of Untuckit. When I started the brand, I wanted to make the perfect fitting untucked shirt. And over the years, we changed the way guys think about how they dress. The secret was our obsession over fabric quality, listening to what our customers wanted, and making everything fit perfectly. Our fit team has mastered pants, polos, sports coats, and more. So we've got you covered from head to toe. Try what millions of guys already know and love. Shop today at Untuckit.com or our 80-plus stores worldwide.
A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? What's the first thing you'd do if you had an extra hour in your day? Maybe you'd see a movie by yourself, take a rejuvenating nap, curl up with a good book, or catch up with an old friend. or maybe you just enjoy doing nothing for once. The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you so that you can make it a priority. And therapy can help you figure that out. A therapist can guide you through the process of defining your values and understanding your priorities, so you know what things you can spend your time on that will really fulfill you. Otherwise, you'll always be wishing for more time. BetterHelp offers convenient, affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn how to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/mygoals today to get 10% off your first month.
In hour three, we'll get into the ceasefire using my finger quotes. I don't know if this is going to happen or not. But Ukraine has agreed to a ceasefire, and now it's up to Russia where they agree, and some update on Russia's economy, which is really quite amazing, and all that sort of stuff. And then we'll also get into the whole White House lawn being a Tesla dealership, at least for an afternoon, and talking about all that with Elon, Trump getting a new car, Tesla becoming the MAGA hat of cars in the last couple of weeks. But we'll talk about that in hour three.
Who saw that coming?
No kidding.
Yeah. I don't mean to be flip, but the quote-unquote ceasefire is a ceasefire in the same way that if I announced I was going to become an artist, I could talk about my art career. And by the way, if I try to draw a cat, you'll think it's a bear. So I'm terrible. No, we have no ceasefire. Anyway, Brett Baer was talking to Tom Cotton last night about his fabulous book, Seven Things You Can't Say About China. Really good stuff. But a couple of other oddball things came up and thought this was intriguing.
Daily Mail article. Tucker Carlson has claimed that Republican Senator Tom Cotton has been working behind the scenes to block the release of the JFK assassination files. In a conversation with Chris Cuomo, Carlson claimed the Arkansas lawmaker prevented a key intelligence hire in the Trump cabinet in order to stop the full release of the classified documents. Your response?
It's false. I have
completely
no problem.
Completely nothing false.
Nothing to it. I have no problem releasing the JFK files. Tucker could have called or texted me. He has texted me multiple times in recent weeks and asked me, and I would have told him that. I've never spoken to President Trump or any of his associates or administration officials about the JFK files. I've never objected to someone taking office because of their position on the JFK files. I have to say I have complete faith in Kash Patel, Pam Bondi, John Ratcliffe, and Tulsi Gabbard to carry out President Trump's directive on the JFK files. I'm a little surprised that Tucker Carlson apparently doesn't have faith in those four people, all of whom I think he knows and personally respects, that they're going to carry out President Trump's directive.
Wow. Wow. I'm so trying to, and I know some of you have this worldview because I see your texts and tweets and we get your emails, but I'm trying so hard to wrap my head around the whole there's some secret thing going on and it involves JFK's assassination and Epstein and pedophile ring and all these
the Jews,
the stuff that they're putting in the food, and it all fits in the Jews, and it all fits together, and they're all yeah. And like the JFK assassination. What is the theory that like Tucker believes we're hiding? What are we hiding?
If you can work in Sasquatch and maybe the Loch Ness Monster, then you got my attention. There is, and I'll bet there are folks listening who could enlighten us about this. There is a business model that reflects the reality that a medium, small, but intensely engaged audience is more profitable than a broader, less engaged audience as an internet business model.
I get that. But, like, I see how pedophile ring, Democrats, Epstein
Sasquatch.
Files. No. Mm. Epstein files all fits together. Where's the JFK assassination fit in? I mean, what does...
It's the cabal of evildoers behind the scenes. It's one more data point in that broad narrative.
And Tucker thinks the CIA or our own government killed JFK, I think. I think that's
or he thinks it's very profitable to say so, yes.
If you missed the segment, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey, it's Armstrong and Getty here. We all need routines that bring us calm in a chaotic world.
For millions of Americans, arming their Simply Safe home security system is more than just a step in their daily routine. It's a moment of peace.
With Simply Safe, confidence is just a button press away. And it's more than home security. It's the freedom to focus on what matters most.
Simply Safe pairs cutting-edge technology with 24/7 professional monitoring to deliver that peace of mind every day.
And their award-winning system includes groundbreaking features like Active Guard outdoor protection, where live monitoring agents use AI-powered cameras to spot and engage threats.
And right now, Simply Safe is offering 50% off a new system with professional monitoring.
Their 60-day risk-free trial means you can experience how Simply Safe fits into your life worry-free.
Visit simplysafe.com/Armstrong to claim 50% off a new system with a professional monitoring plan and get your first month free.
That's simplysafe.com/Armstrong. simplysafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.